This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are, as Catherine and Felix and I were talking about just a couple of minutes ago, still on the slippery slope known as the Greek debt crisis. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras calls the latest proposal from his country's creditors blackmail. It's a whole long story about pension reforms and tax revenues, which we will cover in another story some other day. But Tsipras isn't the only one unhappy with the situation. All this week, as I said, our European correspondent Stephen Beard has been bringing us the stories of ordinary Greeks trying to make a living in the middle of a crisis. Today, the Greek economy and its medications.
My name is Yannis Dagres. I am a pharmacist and I own a pharmacy in Athens, Greece.
As he dispenses his pills and powders, Giannis Dagres is counting the primary cost of the crisis, a severe shortage of drugs.
Almost every category of drugs, antibiotics, drugs for high blood pressure, vaccines for children, almost everything.
Supplies are dwindling because the government's been forced to cut spending on healthcare. Dagris says the shortages make him ashamed of Greece.
It's not very healthy and it's embarrassing for a state that claims to be a developed country.
Drug shortages are not the only challenge he's facing. Greece's international creditors want to scrap the pharmacy's current monopoly, which gives them the sole right to sell over-the-counter drugs like aspirin and paracetamol. Supermarkets and other outlets aren't allowed to. The creditors call this blatant protectionism. Pharmacist Lefteris Marinos disputes that.
Protectionism means protecting something, and in this particular case, protecting the health of the Greek people.
A pharmacist should always be on hand to ensure that it's safe for a particular customer to take aspirin, he says. But Nikolaos Haritakis, professor of economics at Athens University, doesn't buy that.
Nonsense. It's a stupidity.
It's pure protectionism.
Totally against the benefits of the society.
It's not just economists saying that. Dr. Dimitrios Papadimitriadis, a psychiatrist and a health economist, agrees that the pharmacy regulations must be loosened and that foreign pharmacy chains, currently banned, should be allowed to operate in Greece.
In my opinion, I think that the patient will be better off if competition was actually working, because the prices will be lower.
At his pharmacy, Giannis Dagres points out that Greece has many more pharmacy shops per capita than all other European countries. He claims that foreign takeovers would cut the number and remote rural areas would suffer. He accuses the creditors of neo-colonialism.
Every time that the foreigners come here, the first thing they say, they want privatizations because they want to come and get our assets. So they want us to work for them as a colony.
But without the creditors' help, Greece could be booted out of the euro. Any new currency would plummet. The cost of imported drugs, and most of them are imported in Greece, would soar. More woe for the pharmacist and his customers. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.